Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I mentioned at the end of the first segment this book called Younger Next Year, and the byline says, Live Strong, Fit, and Sexy Until You're 80 and Beyond. It's by Chris Crowley, and a lawyer, and Henry S. Lodge. And it's a book that was really quite impactful for me. It was written in 2004, so it has its years, and it came to my, I don't remember how it came to me, but I remember the period. It was in the early, my 60, 61, and I remember that period because it dawned on me with a presentation by Oriental Bank on 401k and IRA, and the statement by the person said that, I think I was 60, 61, as I said, and they said, if you are in relatively good physical condition at 65, your life expectancy is 20 years or more. And that kind of really shocked me because I had been going on to 40 years in the law practice, and here it is, that I'm going to have 20 relatively good years to go, another 33% of my life. So that kind of changed, although I had already made a decision that that when our retirement age, the capital partner McConnell is 67, that I wasn't going to continue in the law firm. And I wasn't going to continue in the law practice, corporate law practice, competing with my law firm if I left it. I was going to do something different. And I knew some of the things I didn't want to do, but I wasn't sure of what what we'd do instead. Eventually, I became, decided that I think I enjoyed the most is helping people reach decisions, transactional practice with my law firm. And I enjoyed getting people together, and so I decided in terms of professional, I would be a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts, to help people facilitate conflict and negotiate deals, and in that respect, almost like a coach, but from a more legal business point of view. Of course, a little bit later on, I went back to this program, which becomes a little bit more, the emotional aspects, which I think is are critical. But within that framework, this book, Younger Next Year, was really put in a framework. It was important, and articles which I'll be discussing that have just come out just the last week. And I said Peter Attia on these different articles that are now they're just flooding us as to what it's important for lengthening our life and for improving the quality of our life. The framework is in this book, and I sort of flipped through where the places I underline and notes I completely mark up all anything I read. Feel like I can't really think if I'm not reading and underlining and putting notes throughout it. And this book, the framework, and I thought I'm not going to read it completely because I know it sounds a little bit boring when somebody reads the on a radio program, but the summary on pages 4 to the 16. Let me go back. The main point of the book is that when you're about 65, 50, 60, 65, if you're gonna last 20 years if you're relatively good physical condition, but the point is that if you don't take good care of yourself, there's a slope that slides down gradually to 80. 75, what does he say? 75, 78, from 10, 12 years. And if you do certain things that they're recommending, you that line goes up and you improve your health, and then it stays relatively stable, and then around 85 plus, and then it drops quickly down. So it's kind of, you know, the quality of life. I mean, you may live, you know, not that much. You may die, you know, 5 or 8 years earlier, but your quality of life is gonna deteriorate tremendously. So if you take on these things that he's recommending, the life would increase, you know, 10 years, which is tremendous medicine, right? But not only do you extend, you know, your life by 8 or 10 years, but the quality of your life remains relatively stable, and so you have a good quality of life. And there's a graph on it which, you know, really stands out a few pages before. But on this 14, he summarizes, and I'm quoting, says, you know, what do I have to do? And he says, it's hard to summarize, but there are three things: exercise, nutrition, and commitment. And then the most important, he says, the biggest one is, and the biggest change for most people is exercise. You know, 6 days a week, the rest of your life, which two of those of the six should be, you know, lift weights, strength exercise. And he says that's the key. The second thing, Henry goes on, it says nutrition too. You should eat the way you know you should eat, but probably don't. That's what I've been saying. No big secret. Most of us know what we have to do, what we have to eat, and the kinds of things that we have to avoid. And he says, you know, we maintain a reasonably good weight. And so that's the second one. And we evolve. I mentioned in my case, I become more vegetarian. I mean, I still eat meat, but less meat, much more vegetables and fruits, and a lot of it, of course, is from our farm in Calle. And Alejandro's a vegetarian he's been, I think, from 9 years old, very young. So, you know, we have now that in common. So when I'm with him, I'd love to eat. He avoids the processed food. In fact, he goes out to the orchard and gets the recao and the tomato and the lemon and you know what and puts it together with eggs that we buy from Lolo, our one of the person who works with us and has hens. So you know, he's good to be with. It's a good thing. So you have nutrition. Here he says, you know, in terms of you know, two drinks a night is okay. He says, but more than that is very negative. There's been a little bit of change in that. It's one of the few areas when I read through this book, is now they're talking about one drink and not even really recommending that, because at one time, wine was not bad. So he says, you know, he says, social drinker, he quotes me from the questioner, two drinks a night. Those lovely matters cut in, and he does not have, So he says, he just does the familiar thing about how a glass or two of wine is good, but more than that is negative. And throughout, he basically, you know, a glass of wine, two glasses of wine is good. Kind of the old thought. That's the only thing really, I think, you know, has changed in terms of, and I'm kind of with that. I try to keep now to one, either a beer or a glass of wine, one a day. It's getting more and more. Ale is not drinking any wine, and I bring him non-alcoholic beer, which I found is really been quite good. That's a nutrition with a little bit on the wine and some of my thoughts and reflections on it, and the third is commitment. And I'm going to read this part. He says. He shrugs as if to say this next part is harder to talk about. What I mean is you have to be involved with other people, and you have to care about something. Goals, charities, people, family, job, hobbies. Especially after retirement, you have to dig in and take hold on things or things that can take some bad turns. He stops, stuck for a while, struggling a little. Then quotes, it's specific to you and it's awfully hard to generalize, but there have to be people and causes you care about. Doesn't seem to matter much about the causes or what the causes are. They don't have to be important to society or make money, so long as they're important and interesting to you. There have to be people you care about and a reason to keep yourself alive. If not, a little smile, you'll die. Yeah, that's it, I ask. It's a nutshell, yeah. So that's the summary of basically the book, and he goes through, you know, the different kinds of the exercise, how to go about it. And the same thing happened with the book on, I don't remember the name of it, by Peter Attia, but the last chapter is the best, and you know, on commitment, and it has there was one great story that I kind of laugh about, because he talks about his mentor in the law practice, who's now, when he wrote the book, you know, was 94, and not now, but back in 94, and very, very active, working no longer in the law practice, but not on the firm, but in very involved in legal issues and charities and in sailing. And then he has a discussion with him, and he says, you know, that he's a little bit worried about sailing falling off at his age and into the water, the guy, the author, says to him, you know, so what? You know, so you fall in the water and, you know, so what? and he looked at him and said, well, you're right. I'm not going to sell the boat. I'm going to continue to sail. Because sometimes I say, and it's one of the main points in that last chapter, is you can't be afraid. You know, you got to keep on going out there, and they say, in fact, that the person had cancer, and he said, were you worried? And he said, you know, about death. And he said, no, not really. I mean, I was concerned about my condition, but I wasn't worried about death. And so one of the main messages there, and the last thing is, you know, don't be afraid, take risks. And you know, as I go out on the farm with myself or with Ale or with Lolo or Giovanni, the two that work with me, I could fall and I could hurt myself, but darn, I could do that in the bathtub. And as I drive the car, I could have some nut, you know, go into my lane and kill me. I'm always very conscious of it. Live your life, you know, and get involved with whether it's a hobby, your religion, your work, professional, civic matters. Get involved. Whatever is passionate, really turns you on, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And there was a number of articles that. In the Nuevo Día that came out, and one of them is an AARP activity. Incidentally, they've been really very close with AARP. In fact, this Saturday, I'm going to give a talk on the experience of the Coalición Comunidad San Patricio Inc., COSPI. On Wednesday, we had the annual assembly of COSPI. I'm the president. I think 5 years. this will be the last year that I'll be president. I'm no longer eligible based on our regulations, but I've been with COSPI since 2013, and it will be given the history, our story of how we develop. And ARP was critical. The livable cities, the walkable cities, the secure, safe city or community, not city. And so we applied that to San Patricio in the area, which is between Martinez Nadal and Escorial, between Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt Avenue, and just about Central, like Avenida Piñero. That's the San Patricio, the municipality of Guaynabo has defined, and that's what we represent in this organization. So dealing with the municipality, with ARP, with Empresas Caparra, my sponsor in this program, as a collaborator. So we've developed initially it was, as I said, security and movability, but it moved more towards quality of life in the San Patricio community. So ARP has different activities, and one of them is Cerebro es algo que hay que activarlo. This is an article, actually last month, the 19th of October, and within it, it says that this the main concern that persons, say adultos mayores, senior adults have, is to have deterioration of their mind, and you have to keep it really active. And so, you know, the picture here. In fact, a good friend, my professor, Colón, and you know, on farming, that using, you know, planting and all agriculture nature is one of the best things for our brain and well-being. But there's, you know, it says the six pillars of that ARP is in order to keep the people active is, you know, socialization, activa tu cerebro, activate your brain. It says maneja el stress, manage your stress, exercise, sleep well, and eat well. Does that sound familiar? Okay. From Younger Next Year, huh? Pretty familiar. There's an article called Siete Estrategias para Cuidar Tu Salud Mental. This came out on the 19th of October. Darn, the same date as the ARP article, and has, you know, the seven. And, you know, again, physical activity, student nutrition, attend, you know, a mindfulness. That's something that we know, breathing exercises, meditation, mindfulness, paying attention to what's happening around you. Four, dormir, sleep. Five, social connections. Six, and avoid drugs and cigarettes, you know, that's, you know, being healthy. And then identify your emotions, control your emotions. That you know, so those are a couple of things a little bit different there, the meditation, the breathing exercises, which I've been, you know, mentioning, taking up since May, you know. There's a really good, I run out of time. When you get back, there's a couple of articles. There are three of them that are relevant to what we've been discussing. When we come back, I'll discuss it. I found them really, really quite profound. So this is Jorge Gonzalez. This is Reflections. We'll be back after the pause.